Everyone, welcome to BungaCast, the global politics podcast at the end of the end of history, with George Hoare in London. Hello.
Heya.
Philip Cunliffe, who's in London, Canterbury, one of the two.
In Canterbury, yeah. Hey.
Hello.
They're not the same. London hasn't grown quite that big yet. But
no, it's true. Yeah. And myself in São Paulo, Brazil. And hello. Hello.
Hello.
Amber Lee Frost in LA. Hello. How's it going?
Hey there. It's good. It's been a while.
It has been far too long. Far too long. So let me tell you what we're going to be talking about today. We often talk on this podcast, certainly when we talk about society and culture, we talk about individualism and about atomization and how these are factors in politics. For example, the decline of voluntary associations like trade unions, or maybe how protest often today seems more about expressing yourself than achieving political goals. Well, some of these contradictory attitudes are most clearly expressed with regard to the family today, the family as an institution. A lot of people on the left, radicals, seem to want to tear it down or dilute it or at best ignore it. So what we're talking about today are proposals for family abolition and looking at how much purchase they have and what they say about the left, about radicalism, and about contemporary society, I guess. So, in preparation for this, I was looking back at Christopher Lash's book, Haven in a Heartless World, a study of the family. In the 1977 preface, or 78, I'm not sure, he says, many radicals in the 70s have rediscovered the importance of family ties, often without even having read Haven in a Heartless World. Some of them have come to this position out of a need to put their personal lives in order. Others have discovered the value of the family in the course of their experience as community organizers. Where once they found the family to be a bourgeois institution and a bastion of male chauvinism, they soon found that the working class family constitutes an important cultural resource in the working class struggle to survive. And I think that's a pretty decent summation of his concerns in that book, actually. But he's obviously reflecting on the wave of radicalism in the 60s and where that ended up in the mid-late 70s when he was writing. Today, though, we're kind of encountering a new wave of radicalism. The Great Awakening, which I guess you can date from something like 2012. And I don't know, but I kind of feel like we should be talking about a revolution in cultural attitudes, which is happening right now. And it's always an important question to ask about how continuous this is with the 60s revolt, because it bears a lot of similarities to it, but also some important differences. Anyway, with all that in mind, we have a book here which we're kind of using as a basis for discussion, amongst other things, a book by Sophie Lewis called Abolish the Family. And she's, I guess, emerged as a foremost advocate of family abolition. And she declares that ever since the capitalist victory over the long 60s, the shout for abolition of the family has been buried beneath a strange kind of shame. That seems to tally at least with Christopher Lash's observation in the late 70s. But Sophie Lewis maintains that it's back now. Family abolition is back on the table, and she dates this to 2015, when concern with abolition, abolition of prisons, of police, etc., has now also turned to the family. So perhaps family abolition was in abeyance for, I don't know, 20, 30 years since the mid-70s, but now it's back. So guys, we've all read Sophie Lewis's book, We're not going to pretend that it's a good book and that it's worthwhile to read, but we've picked it because it maybe crystallizes or exemplifies a certain tendency, perhaps in exaggerated form. So just to get the bullshit out of the way, what are the bad bits of the book so we can get that out of the way and turn to the more serious stuff? Who wants to go?
Yeah, I could kick it off a little bit. I just think some of I suggested that we get some of the over exuberance in the writing out of the way first, because it's. Yeah, I mean, I think there are actually some good points in this, and I'll try and in the book, and I'll try and make that case as we go on. But some of it is written